Stephen Finella with you, bring you up to speed on the debacle. We have been inundated with texts every single day over the past few months going, Marty Moan, 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 Marty Moan. We've ignored them till the last couple of weeks. And they've got on top of us a little bit. We've acknowledged them. We realise we might have created even a bigger problem for ourselves. We had Ava on yesterday.
Like, I saw him live in Port Leash back a couple of years ago, and it's kind of one of those last minute things, and he's just such good crack, like, because I wouldn't really be into bands or anything, but he just sings, and he's not about, like, his style or anything like that. He just kind of comes out and sings, and he just gets everyone going, and it's real giddy, and it's just, he'd be in great form, like, you know, that sort of thing.
Passionate defender and lover of Marty Moan, I think it would be safe to say.
The enjoyment she gets out of it. And what she says, only 2 years ago she went to see him in Port Leash. She had no knowledge or appreciation of him beforehand, and then boom, super fan.
Super fan, just like that. That is the power of Marty Moan, as so we are being told. The gentleman we are credited with leading this, and the person who has many, many, many people signing off with, I am a friend of he, is Owen. Would we be speaking with Owen, the leader of the Marty Moan army currently?
This is him.
We don't know much details about you other than you're able to utilise your soldiers. Can you tell us more about you?
Well, I'm from Letterkenny, and Marty Moan has to be the best singer ever.
So even when we asked you to tell us about yourself, straight in you're like, I must get my love for Marty Moan out there. I don't even want to reveal anything else about myself.
Well, it's the most important thing to reveal.
So, I'm loving this.
Owen, when did this fascination with Marty Moan start?
In summer, when you refused to play him.
Are you saying we brought this on ourselves?
Yeah, you brought this on yourselves. You started this.
Did you like Marty Moan before we refused to play him?
He was alright. Wasn't especially fond of him.
But when we said, no, we're not playing Marty Moan, you were like, okay, he's my favourite person in the world.
Yeah, I took it on as a personal challenge to get you to play him, and he's now my favourite, so...
And can we ask about the army of people that you've gathered together? Is this you with several mobile phones, or are these genuine people you've employed?
These are people I don't even know. They're just random people doing it. They support the cause.
So it's like, well, I can't say an underground community, because we know about it, it's happening, but you just took on this. Like, I feel, I don't know how to feel about it, that we're indirectly responsible, Dave. I mean, I wasn't expecting to hear that.
So you've had no contact with these people that are messaging us every day. They have taken upon themselves to call themselves friends of Owen and part of the Marty Moan army.
Yeah, that is all their own decisions. I don't know who they are.
Well, that throws a spanner in the works. What we were going to propose to you, because if the decision is left to us, what are we going to say, Owen?
That if you're going to play it?
No, we're going to say, no, we're not playing Marty Moan. We don't negotiate with terrorists or organisations as radical as Marty Moan Army. But what we were going to suppose is that a court would be in session next week with independent judge and a couple of jurors not connected with iRadio, that they would have the final say, and that you would be bringing some of your participants and your support party with you. But if you have no connection with them, how could we do that?
Well, I'm sure I could get a couple of connections with them.
You're confident enough that you can build this into a proper campaign?
Yeah, I can build this into a proper army.
And would you be willing to stand up in Marty Moan court sometime next week and we argue our case with each other in front of an independent judge and jury?
I'd be more than willing to do it.
Okay, well, that olive branch has been extended. I'm glad that we were able to shed some more light on this situation. And Owen, who's from Letterkenny, we got no other further details. Do you want to share anything else about you apart from your fascination with Marty Moan?
I don't really think anything else needs to be shared other than that.
This is it. This is the top line. There is no need for future further information.
That's the only important thing there is.
Well, Owen, we look forward to your arguments in court next week. We shall arrange it off the air. You better lawyer up, son.
Will do.
Thank you very much. Owen, a couple of points there. He said he might be able to make connection with the people that he currently has no connection with. A little bit suspicious, I must say.
He has ways and means. Mm. He's passionate about this. But, you know, we have to bear some responsibility here.
Oh,
yeah. He outlined it. Yeah.
We radicalised Owen without knowing. Unintended consequences, I do believe the phrase is called. We're going to have to find judge and jurors that are neutral on this situation. Like said person here, would they come on as a judge and jury? Who the heck is Marty? Would they make...
I think, to be fair, we'd probably have to have someone with a bit of knowledge, you know?
But does that not sway them one way or another?
But then they'd be making an informed decision. Do you know what I mean? Like if they know who he is, what he's about. Whereas if they're just like, oh, who is he? Well, then they don't have a... They're not invested.
We need some Marty Moon neutrals?
Yeah.
We'll let Owen figure out his own judge and jury. Do we appoint a judge? Do we both agree on a judge? Who do we find to be a judge?
These are all questions. They're going to have to be worked out.
I think we need
a meeting about this.
Are you listening right now, studying in law? Are you training to be a solicitor, a lawyer, going to the High Court? Would you like some practice in Marty Moon Court? Applications are now open. We will accredit you.
Oh, this will look great in your CV.
Oh my God, we'll stand up in front of the law people in Ireland and go, they hold a great court. We'd be willing to do that if you'd be willing to work pro bono for us. We'll put together Marty Moon Court, but submissions are being accepted from...
Now, would you believe, this is Dave Duke. We have just set up a website. It's a small website, but it's a web page. It's a web page. That's what it is. If you want to get involved with Marty Moon Court, it's iradio.ie/mmcourt. That's iradio.ie/mmcourt. Or just look in the description of where you're listening to this podcast and you'll find the link. Here's to Marty Moon Court soon.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.